All right, 2 o'clock call of the daytime. Plus, listeners are openly auditioning to be listener of the year. There's a place on the Mandy's ballot where you can write in the name of a listener, and whoever wins that will get their very own Mandy Award. So I've got a guy that's campaigning coming up. But in the meantime, let's do our 2 o'clock call of the day, which is Devin in L.A. Devin, good afternoon.
Mason Ireland Bergman, good afternoon.
There you go.
What's happening, Devin?
Well, first things first, man, this is the caller of the year you guys are speaking with. But as far as the 2 o'clock call of the day goes, I think instead of the Lakers continuing to cave to LeBron's demands, which is crazy at 40 years old, I mean, it'd be different if he was 30 years old and he was the puppet master, but he's 40 years old. We're not on the same level as the Denver Nuggets. We're not on the same level as the young, up-and-coming Minnesota Timberwolves. And I don't like the direction the Lakers are going, especially with the rumors being that J.J. Redick is going to be the next head coach.
Okay, I mean, so, Devin, let me ask you about that. Do you think the Lakers would be better or worse with LeBron next year?
Okay, so... I think they'll be pretty much the same, but it all depends, John, on what the Lakers do in the offseason as far as free agency and the draft.
It sounds like you said, I think, early in the call that you're tired of being led by LeBron. Doesn't that give you the best option to win next year if LeBron is your on-court leader?
Now look, John. We're a star. This is a star-driven town.
Who's a bigger star than LeBron?
Hear me out. He's 40 years old. You know what I mean. And at this point, he's the puppet master. And I don't like the direction it's going. He's got one or two more good years left. Mm-hmm. When he's gone. JJ's still going to be here. We don't know if JJ's going to be a good coach. He's not proven.
Well, and we also, by the way, just to jump in, we don't know if he's going to get the job. He's a candidate, but we don't know for sure that he's going to get the job.
And you said LeBron's good for one or two more years, and then JJ's still going to be here. Not if it follows suit for the last seven coaches. It's all been 2 years and out.
Devin, here's the problem with your take. First of all, LeBron is going to be here probably for the next 3 years. I believe Bronny is going to be drafted maybe at number 55 or as an undrafted free agent. We are going to get this LeBron experience for the next few years, whether you like it or not. It's happening.
Of course. Of course. Again, it's a star-driven town, and who can you replace LeBron with? Because you definitely can't hand the mantle to Anthony Davis. He's not proven to... He hasn't proven he can take on the responsibility. But I understand, and I'll be quick, I understand that we've got another 2 or 3 years of the LeBron experiment. All I'm saying is we're just kicking the can down the road 2 or 3 more years.
Right, but isn't it better to have a can to kick?
That's the question. You can come on here and rip LeBron if you want, but we're not better without him.
No,
we're just not. If we're having a moment of honesty here, he gives us the best chance to win games.
Yeah, he does. That's the situation they're in.
Devin even said it. If you cut bait on LeBron, you can't go out and replace him. There isn't anybody who does what he does.
No, it's not easy to find a top 15 player, all NBA player, to add to your roster.
Right.
It's just hard to do. Let's go to Ron and Downey. Ron, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, when you guys were in Downey at Bastards Canteen,
yes.
I gave you guys a game of games. I don't know if you remember that. But okay. I have another game, and I want to either send it to somebody or host a game of games.
Berman, what should we do? He's got a game. I remember he did a game at Bastards Canteen.
All right, so do this.
Yeah. Did he send one already?
Wait a minute. Ron, do this. We're going to put you on hold, and Greg will give you an email that you can send it to, and if it's good, we'll let you host it. Okay.
So then that means I can't play.
That means he can't play.
That's all right.
You're just trying not to give me points.
Well, you want him to say, give him my email.
No, I'll get it.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Ron, hang on.
Hey, Ron, thanks, man. Thanks. All right, so I mentioned this. Mandy Awards are coming up in June, and voting is open. And I sent out an email or sent out a tweet with a bunch of listeners that I think are really good contributors and all that stuff. And one of them has answered back. I mentioned Jesse Hyman, who is a regular listener of ours.
And I think might be an actor.
Yeah, I think he is an actor. Yeah. So Jesse decided the best way to highlight himself as a candidate for Listener of the Year was to sing a Bon Jovi song.
Beautiful.
Okay, here comes the big... Okay, here comes the big chorus. Oh, no, he's going to woo some more. It sounds awful. What do you think, John?
I applaud the effort. I don't want to discourage listeners from turning in submissions like this. Jesse, perhaps a different song choice
would
work
better. A different song would be good.
I didn't hear it. I was talking to Ron.
Oh, well, let me just give you a little. What do you think?
Who is this?
It's Jesse Hyman.
Jesse Hyman. All right, buddy.
Jesse Hyman went all in. He's like, I want to win Listener of the Year, so I'm going to sing a karaoke song and tweet it to you.
Play a little more.
Okay,
I got an idea.
Here we go.
Who does he kind of sound like? Kinda.
Dylan.
Yes.
Yeah, he does sound like Bob Dylan.
Do a Bob Dylan song, Jesse.
Yeah. He is inadvertently doing Bob Dylan.
Right. You got a little Dylan in you, so do that.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to hit the high note here.
No, he's going for it.
He's got
Jesse,
note.
Shelter from the Storm, something like that. You know, anything Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Pressing On, something like that.
Blowing in the Wind, isn't that a Dylan song?
Huge, huge Dylan hit.
Yeah.
Mr. Tambourine
Hurricane.
Man.
Hurricane.
You know, he wrote...
Hurricane, yeah.
I love that
You
song.
Know the Jimi Hendrix hit All
it, please,
Along
no
the
way.
Watchtower?
Oh, I love that song.
Dylan wrote it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's Jesse's next move is to do a Bob Dylan song.
Jesse, congratulations.
And to quote that kid in Miami, nice job, nice effort.
Nice job, nice effort, exactly.
There you go.
All right, coming up next for you, what's harder, to be a professional football player or a professional basketball player? That conversation has broken out. It happened on the Pat McAfee Show. We'll do it coming up next. Don't forget, the Blue Review is on every single morning on the ESPN LA YouTube channel. It is Real Dodgers Talk with Corporate Greg, Marcus Grant, and Parker Bell, weekday mornings 9:30, and the Blue Review is presented by LAX, where change is in the air.
When are you joining again?
As soon as you ask me, I'm always.
Join?
I watch it. So
you can't do Friday, but you want to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah, sure.
Cool. Parker, send him the link.
Parker, send me the link. All right, Blue Review is on every morning 9:30. All right, if you're injured in an accident, you got to immediately see a doctor and get back on the road to recovery. But what happens if you call your doctor and they don't have an opening for a week or even 2 weeks? When you call Jacob, you know Jacob is going to handle all aspects of your case. That includes getting you a doctor's appointment, usually the same day, with a doctor in your area. And the doctor doesn't get paid until the end of the case. So you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket to get the health care you need. So even if you're in between jobs or don't have health insurance, Jacob can immediately get you the medical attention that you deserve. If you're injured in an accident, call Jacob. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. And remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Make sure you tell them Mason and Shidano sent you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Dodgers win. By the way, that game lasted an hour and 55 minutes.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's crazy.
It's great.
Beto, you were there? Good game? Yes, he says.
Of course. What's not good about it? It lasted an hour and 55 minutes.
By the way, Beto is our backup skydiver. If you can't go skydiving on the 7th of June, then Beto's going to jump in
Excellent.
For you. But I would rather it be you.
Okay. Well, If I'm in town, I'll do it.
Yeah. Okay, so this debate broke out, I guess, on the Pat McAfee show. And the question was sort of about what's it harder to be, a football player or a basketball player?
Yeah, and I don't think either one of these guys are necessarily right, but it's an interesting debate. It started when Austin Rivers went on Pat McAfee's show and said this.
Where the best athletes in the world are, that's us. I could take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA.
It's because you only allow five on the court. Let's all relax.
It's because you get a break every play. All you got to do is catch the ball and run north or south.
Listen, our sport.
It ain't complex. So
our sport's better. Our sport's better because we would just create a position for one of you 5'2", 40, running 6'10" guys and just put them, can't get hit much, fragile. Yeah. All right. Little thin, very tall. We would just create a position because we got big brains in our sport.
Listen,
that's what we would
There's a reason why hip hop artists, when they rap, they compare themselves to ballers. They're not talking about footballers. They're talking about basketball players.
That's because they're not tough.
All right, so let me just say, unbelievable athletes in both sports.
Right,
but the one that leaves a lasting effect, football, getting crushed on a weekly basis, I think makes it the tougher of the two.
I don't think, to address Austin Rivers' point, I don't think there are 30 guys in the NBA who could play in the NFL. And I don't think there are 30 guys in the NFL who could play in the NBA. But I think LeBron could play in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think Myles Garrett could play in the NBA.
Sure.
I think, if I had to pick a side, I'm with Rivers.
Phrase the question.
Is it harder to be an NBA player or an NFL player?
I think there's no question it's NFL player.
See, I'm the other way.
Why do you think it's NBA?
More skill is required. Strength is more required in the NFL, but more skill is required in the NBA. And there's only five people on the court at a time.
Right.
Football, you can hide a bad player. 11 people.
Yeah, but you're still, the thing that separates them is
it's
contact.
It's really hard to put the ball in the hoop. I mean,
it is.
In football, you just get the ball, and like Austin said, you go back and forth.
But you're getting creamed every time you carry the ball.
So,
that's what makes it tougher. If they were tackling NBA players, I would say sure.
Yeah, but only one guy has the ball in the NFL. In the NBA, everybody has the ball.
But everybody's hitting everybody all the time. It's a collision sport.
Quarterback's not hitting anybody.
No, quarterback, but the line is going at it. Bergman, what do you think?
Yeah, no, it's much harder to be a football player.
Yeah.
It's nonsense to think that a basketball player
a
basketball player can't play football, but football players can play basketball.
Who?
Tyreek Hill can play basketball.
But not at the NBA level. I mean,
Antonio Gates was a basketball player
at Kent State and turned into a tight end.
He could have played basketball in the NBA.
Right, that makes my point. I mean, you're saying he's a great basketball player and he just switched sports and played football. I don't think if you were he's a basketball player
that
switched to play football.
Yeah,
you guys are making my
point of the argument.
thank you for making my point.
My question is, when was the last time Austin Rivers got tackled? When was the last time he got hit? Doesn't happen in the NBA. There is a power and a pain issue that goes on with the NBA or with the NFL that doesn't exist in the NBA.
Every player gets hit in the NFL.
Interesting text from Kurt Sandoval.
Okay.
I know it wasn't part of the question, but there's not one NBA guy or one NFL guy who could play hockey as a defenseman.
That's interesting.
True. Well, they also can't skate.
Right, which makes it harder.
Yeah, right. It makes it harder.
Michael says I'm crazy. He agrees with you guys.
Yeah. By the way, do we still agree that the hardest thing to do in sports is hit a baseball?
Yes.
I think that is true, right?
You have like point what? What's
point 100, point 1,000. I mean, it's like
in, time to diagnose what the pitch is and then swing it. It's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that is true. I think that is probably the hardest thing.
I love the images that they show where the umpire's got a camera on and you could see the way the pitch is coming in. And you're like, my God, how does anybody hit that?
Michael says, NBA, you see how soft these guys are when they get hit? Which is kind of true. But, I mean, even Michael would tell you LeBron could play in the NFL.
Well, yeah.
Nobody could tackle him.
I think LeBron could play in the NFL. I think that's fair.
Yeah. He put up better numbers this year than he did when he was 20.
No, numbers in basketball, he's not going to be – if he gets hit once.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think LeBron is at a stage in life where he wants to get crushed.
Imagine Jalen Ramsey hitting him on an out route and just – that's not going to go well for him.
Well, LeBron is 6'9". And he's 260 pounds, and he has no fat.
But he's 40.
Right. But he's still in great shape.
Would he be the oldest, close to the oldest player in the league if you take out quarterbacks?
Anthony Edwards was the number one rated Pop Warner football running back in the state of
Georgia. That guy looks like he can do anything. Pop Warner. By the way, if I had a choice between football and basketball, I'd choose basketball every single time. If somebody said you can be either a pro football player or a pro basketball player, I'd say basketball because I don't want to get hit all the
time. Well, you could play longer, and your body would recover from it quicker.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of guys who have actually had that choice. Like Tony Gonzalez had that choice. He was a really good basketball player at Cal who decided to go play football. You mentioned Antonio Gates who kind of swung it the other way. There's been guys like Bo Jackson that played baseball.
Baseball.
And football. Deion Sanders. Danny Ainge played baseball and basketball.
Yeah. Brian Jordan did it too.
Yeah. It's an interesting question. I don't think either one of them's right. I don't think Austin Rivers or Pat McAfee. It's not like a clear-cut thing.
No,
it
kind of
depends on the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would be interesting. There aren't 30 guys in the NBA who you could put in the NFL.
No, I don't believe so.
Wrong about that.
All right, coming up next for you, we're all waiting for the NFL schedule comes out next Wednesday. We don't know the opener yet. We know it's going to be Kansas City, but we don't know who they're going to play. We'll get into that coming up next.
And we also don't know the Rams. We know who the Rams' home games are against, but we don't know what order they'll play in or how many of them will go primetime.
We'll take a shot at the opener for the Rams.
Yeah.
Take a shot at when I look at the schedule. We'll do that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, BB Go is the official game day snack of the Lakers. Mouthwatering Korean snacks and meals in minutes. You can keep your freezer stocked with BB Go for a delicious meal. Korea's number one food brand is making the whole world more delicious. Minimum effort, maximum flavor. I get all mine at Ralph's, but they're available at all major grocery stores in the freezer aisle. BB Go Mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. Every day is the day to live delicious with BB Go, the official game day snack of the Lakers.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume.
Noddick reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Sup, people? Wednesday here. We got What's Up Fool coming up for you in just about 10 minutes. In the meantime, Ireland, you have connections. You grew up in Orange County.
Yes.
And Myrna lives in Orange County still, right?
Yep.
So I came across this nugget. Seven of the top 10 safest cities in the state of California are in Orange County.
Really?
Now, Rancho Santa Margarita.
That's where Michael and his kids went to school.
Aliso Viejo.
Right next to there.
Yorba Linda.
Where Black Gold
is. Black Gold is. Laguna Niguel.
Very nice.
Mission Viejo.
These are all roughly in the same
roughly same area.
South
yeah.
Orange County.
Lake Forest. Is Lake Forest
right
down there?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Poway, San Diego, Rockland, Irvine is number 10.
Yeah.
Where Pepe
makes
lives.
Sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Pepe the sheriff.
Unofficial mayor of Irvine.
Keeping it safe down there.
Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo is right.
Whoop-de-doo.
So
Pepe says he's coming in with potpourri of lies on Friday. We'll
see if it happens. Great news.
We'll see if it happens.
Okay. So
Focus
is right.
Focus, Pepe.
Focus. And I have no idea what I teased. I teased something very, very good and important and necessary and something that is of public interest and acclaim and people all want to hear it.
I remember it when you said it. I don't remember
anyone?
It now.
Anyone? Anyone?
That's no, come on.
No, wait.
It happened, was literally 5 minutes
We've
ago.
We've got to remember
how
the tease.
How do we not know what he teased?
Pull the tape, Ryan.
The openers.
Thank you.
The openers.
Yeah, that was going to drive me crazy.
Ticket.
All right. So
Kansas City is going to be in the opening game of the season
on that
Thursday.
I know who I want
Thursday.
Him to play.
Okay.
All right. Tell me if you guys agree.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore.
Baltimore's great.
That's a good one.
That's a good season Thursday night season opener.
Here are the likely choices.
Okay.
Baltimore, Houston, which is actually a pretty good matchup.
Interesting.
The Raiders, I don't think
so. Don't like it.
Although you get Harbaugh. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You don't get Harbaugh. The Chargers are on the list. You get Harbaugh.
The Chargers and the Ravens play each other this year. That feels like a Sunday
night
game.
That does. And the Bengals are the other team with Joe Burrow coming back.
I don't hate that. I would, if off of that list, I would vote for Ravens 1, Bengals 2.
I will call my shot. It's going to be the Chargers. I think they want some of that Harbaugh, you know, talked about guy.
I don't think they're good enough.
I'd like to see the Bills.
Wow. The Bills are not.
And they're not on.
They're not on their schedule.
Oh. Yeah.
And the Chiefs and Bills have played a lot.
I know. That's why I kind of want it.
But the Chiefs and Ravens, you get Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. You get it in Kansas City.
Yeah, no, it's a great matchup.
I think that's the marquee matchup. Now, do you have the list of games the Rams are going to play at home?
Yes, I do.
So, in other words, the games you'll be at?
Uh-huh.
Give me the opponents.
Okay.
Because I think, matter of fact, do you have the road schedule as well?
I do.
Okay. I think the Rams are going to be on national TV at least 3 times. You agree?
They were on twice last year. I think they'll be on more than 3 times this year.
Well, that 3's a lot, but 17 games, maybe 4. All right, give me, for example, they play the Raiders this year, right?
They do.
That feels like a Thursday night game.
Yeah, that could be a Thursday night
game.
One
of the Niners games feels like a Monday night game. A Thursday game.
Yep.
I don't know.
Here are their opponents.
Okay.
By the way, it's a really good schedule if you're a Rams fan and you want to see good football this year. Obviously, Seattle, San Francisco, Arizona, the divisional teams. Then Green Bay, you get Jordan Love.
That feels like a primetime game.
Minnesota.
No.
Eagles.
Maybe.
Buffalo.
Maybe.
Miami.
Maybe.
And then the Raiders.
Feels like a Thursday night game, Rams-Raiders.
The away games feel... Oh, this is a good one. When's that Chicago game? They go to Chicago.
Let's see what Chicago looks
like.
Oh,
no,
after.
Chicago's going to be great. If you look at their numbers down the stretch, their defense was fantastic, and they've now got 3 legit wide receivers, and I think a quarterback that is going to make a huge difference.
Defensive head coach on the hot seat.
Shane Waldron, offensive coordinator, has worked with a lot of good quarterbacks in this league.
Yeah, but defensive head coach on the hot seat makes me think they're an 8-9, 9-8 team.
I think that's a 10-win team. I think the Bears are going to win 10 games. I think Caleb Williams is that good.
In that division.
In that division, yes. I think he's going to win 10
Detroit,
games.
Detroit, Minnesota,
yep.
And Green
Minnesota,
Bay.
Minnesota, I'm not. Green Bay's tough. There are 3 really good teams in that division.
Right.
I'm sorry. You're very much being a USC homer right now.
Why?
Bears aren't going to be that good.
Bears are going to be
great. They're not going to win 10 games.
Yeah, they are.
Well, I said the Chargers are going to win 10 games, so I'm not, I don't know if I'm out on the plank, too.
Well, you're crazy about that because everybody every year says the Chargers are going to win 10 games.
It is true.
But this is their year.
That's way
too. That's the Harbaugh factor, Brian.
It is.
We're going to win 10 games and back into the playoffs.
You're saying we? You're a Raider fan, and you're saying we're going to. What is going on here, mate? Ireland
jumped on the team.
Yeah, here's why.
No.
Oh, Lord.
We have no quarterback, Greg.
It doesn't matter. I'm taking
you
it away.
Jump
There's
off.
No Raider card.
You have to
Raider
pick
card gone.
17-0 no matter what if you're a Raiders fan.
How are we going to go 17-0 with no quarterback?
Wow, you have such a mixed relationship with the Raiders.
I do, because they don't seem to get it.
There are certain things you can't do as a part of Raider Nation. You can't say we when it comes to the Broncos, the Chiefs, or the Chargers.
Well, I don't care about the Broncos or the Chiefs, but the Chargers play down the road. Yeah. I like them, but I'm not rooting. I'm not rooting for the Chargers to beat the Raiders.
Over.
Wait, how blind are you?
No, how blind are you?
What's
to
the Raiders'
say that?
Record going to be this year?
They're 17-0.
Okay.
Now, that's fine. Normally what you say.
I know, I was that way for years, but you can't ignore
it. But you just said the Chargers and we.
You can't have Brock Bowers and Devontae Adams on your roster and not have anyone who could throw him the ball.
Aiden O'Connell will be just
Aiden
fine.
Aiden O'Connell
no,
is...
No, I think it'll be Minshew.
I could pick
it
up
could
Aiden
be
O'Connell
too.
At a swap
meet. Yeah, I think it'll be Minshew.
It probably is going to be Minshew, and Minshew will be just fine.
Wait, so...
But, okay,
Minshew
that's it. But
be just
let me ask,
just
let me ask you something,
renounce
Ireland.
It. Renounce it, John.
Let me ask you something. If the Raiders, and they've got a new GM, and they're starting over, new head coach...
Right.
If they don't feel like one of those quarterbacks is a franchise guy, if that's their analysis, if that's their evaluation, then why should they spend a high pick on a quarterback if they don't feel those quarterbacks are necessarily the ones that are going to be your franchise quarterback for the next decade?
Because there's only one way to find out. Half of those quarterbacks aren't going to make it.
Correct. So you're saying roll the dice and see if you get one.
No, I'm saying if you draft Brock Bowers, who I like a lot,
yes.
I think that was a great draft pick.
Yes.
You have to have someone to throw him the ball. They didn't go out and get Kirk Cousins. He was sitting there and he was available. They didn't go out and get any one of these. They didn't go out and get Justin Fields. They could have gone out and got either one of them.
Well, they sure could have gotten Justin Fields because he went for nothing.
Right.
He went for absolutely nothing. He didn't want to be there. But really, if you look at the last, Brian, you probably know better, the last like 10 draft or 5 drafts for Tom Telesco, he picks really, really well in the first couple rounds.
I love the Brock Bowers pick.
First round. Right.
Love the Brock Bowers pick. I just want someone to be able to throw him the ball. Here,
and
Raider
Mace
Rubin
right.
says Gardner Minshew is going to surprise people in this offense.
By the way, I do agree with him. Gardner Minshew was like he was a middle-of-the-pack quarterback, not a disaster, not a superstar.
I think Gardner Minshew is ideal for a backup quarterback.
Either way, we need to figure something out here, John.
Raider Nation
needs to understand what's going on with you. You backed out of them when they traded Khalil Mack.
Yep.
You just said we for the Chargers.
Yep.
You have to.
You're
I think
a fair
it's time.
Weather fan.
It's time.
Oh, I love it.
It's time to renounce the Raiders and go to the Rams or the Chargers because that is not Raider.
Which team should I go to?
Rams. Duh.
We'll take
Rams.
It.
Rams.
Come on.
Let's go.
We got
Rams
Herbert,
house.
Baby.
Come on.
Herbert
Rams house.
Until the Raiders get a quarterback, I'm a football free agent. So now when they get a quarterback, I'll come back.
Well, that won't be for at least a year.
Well, that means I get to root for somebody else.
Yeah.
Now
are you choosing the Rams or the Raiders? You have to adopt one team for the year.
All right. Let me give it some thought. I'll take applications for both fan bases.
Okay, good.
If they make the playoffs, you cannot
they
jump
not
back
making
on.
The playoffs,
you cannot
Greg.
Jump back on.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
You're
if
not
they
allowed
make
to jump back
you're
on.
Not allowed.
Fine.
You're not allowed.
What in the world is what makes you think a team with no quarterback can make the playoffs? When's the last team with no quarterback that made the playoffs?
Trent Dilfer.
You're going back a bit.
They had the best defense in the history of the
doesn't
NFL.
Matter. But
the Raiders have that?
The Raiders have a very good defense now, too.
Do they have Ray Lewis?
They drafted well. They drafted on the offensive line. This team is going to be good next year. I really, really, truly believe that.
Who finishes last in the AFC West?
In the AFC West, the Broncos.
Yeah, the Broncos are awful. And they took a terrible quarterback in the first round.
It's going to go
terrible.
Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers, Broncos.
Oh my God!
No way.
With no quarterback,
the Chargers suck.
Yeah, but they have Justin Herbert.
So what? They trade away all of his receivers. He has no receivers.
It is true that he does not have receivers.
He has no one to throw the ball to.
And we got these top
Chargers and Raiders have the opposite problem. They should really get together and come in and make a trade.
No, you put them together, you got a contender.
Right. The Chargers have an elite quarterback with no one to throw the ball to, and the Raiders have elite receivers with no quarterback. What the hell?
So at least the Raiders now have an offensive line that can really they can build around. And so if Minshew stays up, or if Aiden O'Connell stays up,
you're
he
really
can get the ball.
Okay with
yes.
Gardner
for
Minshew
year,
and Aiden O'Connell
do
as
something
your quarterback.
Next year.
Well, it sort of is what it is, isn't it? I mean, it's your team. They've done something. They're taking a shot. They've got a direction. Are you going to bail on them? That sounds like you're bailing on the Raiders.
Yeah, until they get a quarterback.
I don't think you were ever really a hardcore Raiders fan.
Well, until they get a quarterback, they don't have a chance.
But it doesn't matter. If you're a Raider fan, if you're any fan of any team, it's with the highs and the lows. You stick with that team.
Yeah, I was still a Rams fan when they went 5-12.
I think the Raiders are going to go 5-12.
And I'm still a fan.
But you're. I stuck with the Rams. You're not going to stick with the Raiders through a 5-12 season?
I'll probably watch the games, but I have no hope for them. Like, Greg's talking about, like, they're going to make the playoffs.
You always come on and say 17-0.
I know, but 2 years ago. In the past, we've had a quarterback. We don't now. You need a quarterback in the NFL, do you not?
Yeah, that's appropriate. Yeah, jumping off the off
Yeah,
the
I am
ship.
Off. I'm,
He's
until
off the
they
ship.
Get a quarterback, I'm off.
Yeah.
I mean, how dumb can you be?
Jonathan Watson, Gardner Minshew had the highest passer rating in the two tight end offense last season. They have two tight ends, Mike Mayer and Brock Bowers now.
They have great receivers.
Yeah.
So
does well here.
Who's going to throw in the ball?
Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah, right.
That's, you got to go with the guys
they
that are
there.
They
might as well put me in it.
It's the Minshew era, John.
If you're a fan, especially of Raider Nation,
right.
You have to stick with Raider Nation
no
matter
you
what.
Dig in and you stick with your team.
That's right. It's true.
All right.
God, I'm set.
I think you've been doing this too long, and I think that you no longer have, like,
well, I have no
fierce fandom.
Yeah, I don't. Because I can't believe...
Like, you're not fiercely a UCLA guy. You're not fiercely a Raiders.
I can't believe...
You are fiercely a Lakers guy.
I can't believe that they're going to go into a season without an established quarterback. That is the conclusion that these geniuses came up with. I just don't get it. And I'll eat all my words, Greg, if Gardner Minshew turns out to be a Pro Bowler like you think.
MVP! But, oh MVP! God. MVP! MVP!
All right. Boy, I'm kind of rooting for Gardner Minshew now.
Yeah, right?
I just want to see the look on John's face if they're really, really good.
What's up, fool?
All right,
yeah, you think the Raiders are going to be really, really good?
I think I'm not predicting greatness.
Right.
But if I was a Raiders fan, I would be.
Bergman, I played that song for years. I know, I'm smart enough to know.
It's true. The Raiders
But you backed out years ago when
the Raiders
Mack
haven't
left.
Won anything since the 1900s.
Hey, look at this. Somebody just, you are cordially invited to join the Southern California Browns backers.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah,
no.
It's Lindsay. It's Bill Nuss.
You can be in the same club as Linz. All right, Todd, let's see. Bergman, we got to get a mention of the Mandy's voting in here. Let's
so
do
it
this.
It is time to make your vote count for the biggest night of the year for ESPN LA 710. Mandy's 3. Go to ESPNLA.com and click on the Mandy's 3 voting page logo presented by the Law Office of Joseph S. Norman. Injury attorneys you can trust. 213-747-2000. Vote now at ESPNLA.com.
All right, coming up next for you, going to do some What's Up, Fool.
Oh, boy.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, ZipRecruiter, if you're hiring, it can take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open position. That's 2.5 months. You don't have that kind of time. If you're listening today, use ZipRecruiter. They'll help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles, or, as my guy Ian Siegel, the inventor of ZipRecruiter, says, they don't leave anything to chance. They have an algorithm that matches your skill set with open jobs, and that's why they're good. So see why 3.8 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Just go to that exclusive web address to try it for free, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Thanks, Morales. I'm still kind of a little bit in shock over that last segment.
I'm giving up on the Raiders because they have no quarterback?
Right. You're very unsettled.
You and I were Raider brethren. Like, you're a part of Raider Nation or
give me a
not.
Quarterback and I'll jump back in.
No, you can't once do you're, that.
You are either in the nation or out of the nation.
Okay,
no
great.
In between.
I'm out.
Oh God!
Wow!
So disappointing!
Wow!
That's crazy.
So disappointed with your 5-12 team with no quarterback. Hey, go ahead and blindly
follow
him. I'll
be there when they win the Super Bowl next year. Uh-huh. You can't be in the parade in
Las Vegas.
Fair enough.
You can ride on the same float as Aiden O'Connell.
Hey, that'd be great. Gardner Minshew and me. Let's go.
Marry yourself to that group.
All right. So. This is something I'm going to be doing next weekend, and I've talked to Mason a little bit about it. He helped me out. Going to Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
And I just found out, I'm going to be taking a sound bath.
I love a sound bath.
In the vortex.
All right, explain how that works.
I have no idea what it is, so have you ever done anything like this?
And sound bath,
Mason,
yeah.
Please explain what I'm doing.
Okay, so a sound bath is, generally speaking, when it's almost like a yoga situation where you go in, you lay down, and then a lady gets a big, gigantic bowl. And then she runs her finger around the lip of the bowl, and it makes... And so she keeps doing that in different keys, and you just sort of take in that sound. That's the idea.
What's the point?
What does it do?
It's washing over you, I suppose. There's like a spiritual element to it.
Allows you to reconnect with
Bergman,
self.
I'd like
reconnect
to sell
with
you
yourself.
A pet rock and a box of air.
I just don't understand.
$19 for each one.
And trust me, it's great.
And it's supposed to be like it's in the desert vortex.
Okay, so here's the thing. I mentioned this to Bergman that there are certain places on Earth. There are 18 places on Earth that are known as vortices, one of them is Joshua Tree. The energy of a vortex acts as an amplifier. An amplifier takes a signal or frequency, makes it stronger. When standing in a vortex, the energy will magnify, and we bring it on physical, mental, emotional, spiritual level. In other words, the energy can have a profound effect on you. Like, okay. If you go there, something's going to change.
Something's going to change.
Yeah. And you're going to listen to the sound.
Yeah, you're
going
to come to your senses and realize that an NFL team needs a quarterback in order to win.
This sounds kind of like ayahuasca without taking something.
It is. You know what? This is where the Doors went and did acid back in the day.
No kidding.
Joshua Tree. Yeah. Did you see the movie, the Doors movie?
I did.
Oh,
there was Val
movie.
Kilmer out on the rocks in Joshua Tree doing acid.
With Meg Ryan.
Drop some Molly, man.
Yeah.
No, don't.
Don't do that.
Nobody should take it.
No.
Just so stupid.
No. What's up, fool?
All right, guys. I finished a NFL Dynasty draft for fantasy football this morning.
Oh, wow. A Dynasty draft.
So how does that work?
So we keep the same roster every year, and I think we're in year four here, and we draft four new players out of the rookies or the players left over, per se.
What pick did you have?
The first round, I actually didn't have a first round pick because I traded it, previous years.
Nice.
I ended up trading back, got Gus Edwards, new Chargers running back.
Okay, yeah.
A little homer pick. But,
sure.
The draft itself, four rounds, 12 teams, took 7 days to finish.
Yeah.
Some of the picks in between were about 2 days.
Was it virtual?
Virtual, yes. Okay. It's all, online kind of deal. No timer, so there's no timer here.
Oh, there's no timer?
There's no timer,
you can take
right.
as long as you want?
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Sounds like the Hollywood Football League
yeah.
draft.
That's ridiculous.
That's my question to you guys is, even in a, dynasty draft, one or people's schedules, we're not even close to the season. It's got to have a timer, right? 7-day drought 100%. Is too long.
Oh, yeah, man. That's nuts.
It's 6 days and 23 hours too long.
Right? Yeah. Now, my fantasy baseball draft, Bergman's been in my league, is a monster. It is like fantasy baseball of Arabia. It is like 5 hours of nonstop. So I do understand, but we would never spread that out over a week.
Yeah, the worst feeling, there was some guy I was looking at for about 2-3 days, pick right before me,
taken.
I'm like, I've been scouting this dude for 3 days now.
Oh, no. Your guy was on the clock.
The league that Mason and I are in, there is a timer, yet anybody at any time can
I need a timeout.
And the commissioner just says, okay, well, let me stop it.
I need a timeout. I got to look this guy up.
Why are we stopping? What is the point?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, no, people are calling timeout. It's like, no timeout. The clock is the clock, and you don't make your pick by then, you're screwed.
What's up, foo?
All right, guys, congratulations to Candace Parker for her retirement and also for being named the new president of Adidas Women's Basketball.
Yeah.
I love that. So I wanted to know if you guys retired from broadcasting today, this week, very, very soon, what company would you like to become the president of? Why are you laughing, Beto?
I used to say that if I didn't have this job, I'd want to be White House press secretary, but I don't want that anymore because the country's too polarized.
Oh, my God, no.
No.
I wanted to be C.J. Craig.
That's in a mystical fantasy world where everybody gets along in politics.
So what would I do now if I wasn't doing this? What company would I want to work for?
Would you want to be the CEO of?
Oh, well, if it's CEO, I'll take Apple because you can...
Apple's great.
You can... like make 20 mistakes and still make a fortune. Apple might be at this point too big to fail. Think about Apple phones, Apple watches, Apple iPads.
They're sitting on more cash than any company in the country.
Right. Yeah, that's the one.
I will go with a company called NVIDIA, which I've owned their stock for a long time, and they make all of the AI chips. So they are like the big AI company. Sign me up for that. Hmm. Although being a CEO would probably be boring. Wouldn't it be boring?
You're not doing this.
I know. This is what I like doing. I don't want to be a CEO and dress and like go to the office every day and all that stuff. I can just come here and screw around. I'm not giving this up.
Yep, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, what about you, Laura? Who would you be the CEO
of? So I thought about it. I would probably do like a media company. So I just kind of be back in the mix, you know?
Yeah,
I'd probably do like Univision, something like that, something in the Spanish world.
Yeah.
I miss it sometimes.
Brian, anything?
Cannabis company?
I knew that was coming.
A big farm or something.
What about you, Greg?
Berwin, you know what? I'd replace that Kevin Feige over there at the Marvel, and I'd fix the Marvel universe.
I mean, you're not going to be able to fix the Marvel. It's done.
No. You got to start from scratch. The Marvel universe is not done.
No. You can't start from scratch. Starting from scratch is the absolute worst thing to
do. But Wolverine and Deadpool is going to be a good movie.
That's
going to
be amazing.
Yeah.
But after that, Deadpool's really not going to be that good anymore. They're going to be done for that, too.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do.
I can fix it.
There's no big villain that's even worth it.
Anymore. No, that one
especially
villain.
Since King's all done now.
Exactly.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys. So Bleacher Report put out some hypothetical odds about the game between the 01 Lakers and the 2017 Warriors, and they have the line set -3.5 for the Warriors.
Hmm.
What do you guys think about this? Do you think that their line is right? Or would
was a 3.5 just for home court advantage?
I don't know.
Well, the 2001 Lakers were the most dominant Laker team I've ever seen. I mean, you go back to 72. Those guys, you know, who are older would know better than me. But 2001, they went 16-1 in the playoffs, and the only game they lost was when Allen Iverson went off for 50 points. But that team had Shaq, Kobe. Here's the reason why I wouldn't favor the Warriors. Michael would pick the Warriors because he says that's the best team he's ever seen. But who guards Shaq?
That's what I was thinking. There's nobody on that team that could.
Yeah, Draymond could try, but he's not big enough. Kevon Looney can't guard Shaq. I just think Shaq would be 40-20 every game. Now, you can say the same thing about Durant and Curry. Who guards Durant and who guards Curry?
It's absolutely fair, but I just think it's funny. When we played that video NBA
during the pandemic
2K game, and Shaq just absolutely killed everybody. I would take the Lakers +3.5 in that game. Shaq was just ridiculous.
I'm
and Kobe,
gonna go home
obviously.
Tonight, and I'll run this simulation on 2K. We'll see.
Oh,
what comes
good.
Out.
Oh, okay, nice. Do it.
What
do
but
it.
I
That's
think
great.
Shaq is gonna put up some pretty monster
Shaq's
numbers.
Shaq's gonna go for 40. Look out.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys. So over the weekend, I went bowling. I haven't done that in a long
nice.
Time. And as I was walking to the lane where I'm supposed to bowl, there was, you know, people around. So I asked the gentleman next to me, I said, hey, are you guys here? Did they accidentally send me to this lane? And the guy's like, oh, no, my party's sitting there. And I was like, okay, well, this is our lane. Would you guys mind moving? And he goes, yeah, we would mind. I said, well, can you move? Because at that point, I was like, I try to be nice. I try to move you. And he gave us the nastiest stare the entire time we were bowling and eventually told his wife, like, oh, this bleep. I can't believe she asked us to move. Because there were, like, kids and, like, a pregnant woman or whatever.
But wait, was he there first?
Yes, but that was my lane. And it, those
Why
seats are
Why is it your lane
me.
If he was there first?
No. So he was on his lane. And then, like lanes are next to each other. The seats kind of
right,
go across.
Right.
So the lane next to him was mine. Those seats belonged to me to put my crap down.
Right.
But he had such a big party and they didn't want to pay for two lanes. They stacked everybody on one.
Mm-hmm.
So they were spilling over to my seats.
Uh-huh.
You're assigned a lane.
Right. And they're spilling over into your
yes.
in my lane.
Lane
so when
area.
I asked them to move, they got upset and they kind of were like talking trash to us. So I'm like, Christian's like, just let them, just won't put our stuff on the next lane. I'm like, no, that's like three lane, like a whole ass lane down.
Yeah.
You know, why should I move my stuff? Like, move your people
So
over.
You had a big, did you have a confrontation?
I mean, it wasn't a confrontation. I think I'm very nice.
Did you like say, I'm keeping my stuff here and you move your stuff?
I mean, I made a move.
Yeah.
But was I in the wrong
How'd
for
it
making
go?
A move?
How'd it go?
I mean, they talk crap to me the whole time. I didn't care.
I try and avoid confrontation like that. So I would not have handled it the way you handled it. But, if you feel that strongly that it was your lane, good for you.
Well, you paid for it.
Well, they assign the lane, and they have the seat that goes there is for the people that are in
correct,
that
and
lane.
Correct, and they were spilled into her
right.
seats.
Yeah,
now, how many people were in
right.
your party,
two.
Laura?
All I needed was one seat to put my—
How many people were in their party?
Like 15.
Oh,
they should have gotten like two lanes.
They should have.
Yeah.
Or you can go up to the people and say,
that's
like,
a
can,
lot,
we have a different, can we have a different lane?
Yeah, that's another option.
That was like the only lane available because it was
pretty
busy.
Bowl you for it?
Yeah, bowl you for it. Bowl off.
Hell no, I paid for it.
You know, it's funny. The last time I went bowling, I got injured.
What?
Of course
I'm
you
not
did.
Surprised.
Shocking. You, a tremendous athlete, you.
Bowling is harder than it looks.
No, it's not.
Oh, it is. Because I do
it
the.
It is hard.
I do the whole big.
You can do it while you're
no,
drunk.
No, I do the whole big
you bowl
leg
better
kick
when you're
thing.
Drunk.
Do you do the leg kick when
sure.
you bowl? So that's how I got hurt, was the leg kick.
I have like a violent leg kick.
Do you really?
Yeah. So here's my bowling stance. Yeah, I whip my, I guess it's my right leg.
Yes.
Pretty hard.
Yeah.
Through. So I'm like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
I'm here, and then I whip it, and this leg goes way up.
Goes way up. Yeah. So, I do that too. I have that very powerful delivery with the ball. And I think that's why I injured myself.
Do you remember what you scored in that game?
75.
No, I generally score in the 130s.
All right. Is this rude?
I don't score high. Occasionally, I'll get over 200.
When I was in high school, a bunch of friends of mine, we all went on a group date.
Yep.
And my date bowled a 41, and I broke up with her.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Bad bowler. I can't date you. You're too bad of a bowler.
What was your highest score?
My highest score, yeah. 198. I could never
oh,
get
you
over
beat
200.
Me. Yeah, you beat me. Mine was 195.
You know who is an excellent bowler? Do you guys know this? Mookie Betts.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a big tournament
He's
over here.
He's bowled 300 a few times.
The day we
you
were
You know who else? Chris Paul. Chris Paul's a really good bowler.
The day that we were going to go do our team bonding thing, remember we were required to do a team bonding thing and we were going to do a lucky strike and have a bowl off, and Mookie Betts was having his charity thing, so we couldn't bowl.
Oh, that's right. We got
that's
kicked
right.
out.
And that's why we're not bonded as a team.
No. Didn't we end up going to the movies? And then you, afterwards, we all went out and you just stormed home and didn't even say goodbye to anybody?
Different event, but I definitely did do that.
Yes, it was a different event, but yes, you were out immediately.
I absolutely did. I did not have
stormed
time for
out
dinner.
Yeah. Without speaking to
Storming
anyone.
Out is a strong. I did not storm.
The credits
I did not
hit
storm.
And you were gone.
Right. No, the credits came up and I'm like, all right.
And you just left.
I know. I said, see you guys.
No, you absolutely
and
did not.
I wasn't even invited to dinner.
Everybody was invited.
No, nobody's
to dinner.
Mentioned dinner to me.
Oh, geez, you're one of those.
Yeah,
you didn't actually say, can you come?
Oh, wait, he might have left before we even came up with the dinner idea. He stormed out so
I was gone fast. I was gone fast, yeah. All right, is that all we got?
Yeah, it's top of the hour.
Yeah. All right, cool.
It's past the top of the
hour.
It's
past the top of the hour.
Oh, it is past.
Breaks don't matter. All right, I got a little intel on Laker head coaching candidates,
oh, good.
John.
Good.
We'll do that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma brand station, 710 ESPN.